I think the doctors have very legitimate concerns. And I think the problem essentially is this tension between the national government and the county government. So in Kenya, the health portfolio is domiciled in the county government. But the doctors were sent out to Cuba through a bilateral agreement between the national government, meaning the Kenya government and the government of Cuba. But the county governments are being asked to reimburse a portion of the tuition for these doctors who went to, you know, went to study in Cuba. So I think that's creating the tension. And also in addition to the other controversy around, you know, legislators are asking whether, why the Kenyan doctors were going to train in Cuba and they could have got the same kind of training in Kenya. So I think those are the two big issues.
I remember the doctors went on a strike some time back and there was this return to work formula the government promised. It seems to have not met its part of the bargain.
I think the problem with the, you know, the national government especially is that right now they are broke. They don't have money. The country is in already a very crippling debt. As you can imagine, we have this problem of systemic corruption, where a lot of the tax revenue, you know, disappears and is not able to be traced. So the government find itself signing collective bargaining agreements with the doctors, agreeing to certain terms with the doctors, the unions, and then not fulfilling them. And this has been a game that's been going on for a long, long time. I must also add that this threatened strike is also tied to the plight of the medical interns. So these are the, you know, youthful graduating apprentices that are getting into the field. And a lot of them have not been paid. A lot of them have been promised jobs when they graduate their apprenticeships, and those are not being provided. So it's a whole challenge, not only in terms of the stress on the fiscal part for the Kenya government, not fulfilling its part of the obligations, but also broader issues around hiring of medical interns and also the government being able to back up its commitments to the doctors and dentist unions that it signed.
Talking of the citizens, this strike, if it goes through, it couldn't have come at a worse time of the year.
Exactly. Around this time, we have the Christmas festivities. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of road accidents with the festivities, you know, and people sometimes indulging in exceeding some of their entertainment activities. So medical services always need to be alert. But also, you know, it's an extended period when people need this help during the holidays. It's a challenging situation, and I'm not sure how the government and the doctors and dentist unions, you know, are going to reconcile this situation.